But to sum up, mindfulness is a simple yet radically transformative act. Just by becoming aware of what's happening now, with fearlessness, with kindness, with a real kind of compassionate love for whatever might surface. And it can bring us through all the stages of the system of meditation. There's mindfulness as it brings about integration, as we've explored. There's the metta aspect, that positive emotion aspect, which is pretty much inextricable from mindfulness. I think of them as two sides of one coin. So that kind of positive emotion we need in order to really be with things as they are. And it's just this letting things be as they are. We experience spiritual death, right? That idea of who we think we are, what should be happening, who I am. It just dissolves into what's actually happening. And then, if we plunge into the emergence of things as they are, our deepest nature, this emptiness, this complete spaciousness, this shunyata, luminosity, compassion can emerge. There's space for it, and that we could think of as releasing ego grasping into spiritual rebirth. So the reason why I titled my talk Mindfulness is Sadhana is just that I think there was a little bit of struggle that was quite easily resolved, actually, about all these people that weren't doing their visualization practices as their primary meditative means to enlightenment, and you know, being confused about having been ordained and this ritual of taking this mantra. And you know, when I was ordained, quite a lot of importance was put on that meditation practice, and it just really wasn't what was calling me. I mean, I think in a lot of ways the symbolism of Amitabha is something that to me maybe is a visual encapsulation of the Dharma, but as far as my meditation, I was doing mindfulness practice as I've sort of described it. I think we've got a much more satisfactory situation where we've just got a broader view of what sadhana means, if we understand it to mean the meditation we use to awaken and let go of ego grasping. And I think mindfulness right now is completely within that sort of definition. And it's very encouraging to meet up with other practitioners. I don't think nothing has to be better than the other. We don't need now like a monistic mindfulness culture, which I've actually noticed creeping in there, you know. I really don't need to have a satipana versus anapanasati like jello wrestling match with Padre Davey. I think, you know, the breadth of practice is fantastic, and I'm really happy to be meeting people practicing in that way. I feel like I have deeper, well, that vertical nourishment Sadhanati was talking about has been fantastic. So thank you all for hanging in there for what I know is a long talk.